Welcome to an inspirational message recorded live at Little Falls Christian Center.
Father, we thank you for the blood. It is our victory. The most important thing ever on this planet, Jesus, the Son of God, and the blood shed for us. We thank you now, Father, that you take control. Holy Spirit, have your way and be glorified in everything that happens here in Jesus' name. And we all say, amen. Thank you. You may take your seats. Thank you to the ushers. Thank you to the band. We bless you this morning. As always, time is chasing us. And that's exactly what I'm going to talk about this morning. Time. It should be declared a curse word, I think. Make your days count. This is Thanksgiving, and we're all thinking about the days that were, the day of today, and if you've not thought about next year, something's wrong with you. We all are thinking about time, what was, what is, and what could be. And somewhere in this message this morning, I'm going to reveal a secret to you that's going to change your lives forever. Some of you will know this secret already because you are practicing it. But for others, it is maybe a reminder. For others, it is, wow, I never knew that. I asked Philip specifically to give me an hourglass. And I have so much, as always, you know, time just runs. But I have so much to say about how late is it on your clock, by the way. And I just didn't want to hear what I saw when I read this thing. For me, personally, turning 60 next year, it is 8:45 on my clock. Some of you are still in the morning with your clock. Others here are like 11 o'clock and 11:30 already, if you take your age and you translate it into time. The scary thing about this is when you're up there and the sand is just moving so slowly. But the closer you come to this, the faster it goes, or it seems. What I am trying to say is time is precious and we need to look at how we're going to manage our time and be good stewards of it. So I'm going to Moses, and that is Psalm 90 verse 12. You don't have to turn there. It's going to be on the screen at the back if my blessed brother Rainier at the back that always does these things for me. Rainier, bless you. So Psalm 90 verse 12. Moses says, so teach us to number. And if you have your Bible open, underline the word number because I'm going to come back to that. To number our days, that we may gain a heart of wisdom. Teach us to number our days. My title is, make your days count. And some of you have heard this saying that says, don't count your days only, but make your days count. So many of us are counting days when we should be making our days count. Every day is a gift from God. This morning when you woke up, God gave you a gift. And that gift is called today. What are we going to do with today? Oh, I wish that clock would stop. That's what I wish most of all. David echoes the brevity of life when he says in Psalm 39 and verse 4, Lord, make me to know my end. In other words, show me the rest of my life. That what is the and what is the measure of my days, that I may know how frail I am. Indeed, you have made my days as a hand's breadth. And my age is as nothing before you. Certainly, every man at his best state is but a vapor, in other words, a puff of air. You know, there are some messages that come from the platform that is, yay, amen, wonderful, glory to God, yes. But sometimes God just says, and particularly like at this time of the year, stop and think. What have we done with the year? What are we doing with it today, our time that we have? And what are we going to do in the next year? And I have to rush on. Solomon says in Ecclesiastes 3, there's a time for everything. We need to go and make a study of what the Bible says of time. Time is such a relevant topic. And by the way, God lives outside of time. Time is a creature word. God does not live in time. He lives outside of time. And those of you that are more aware of time will understand the importance of this message. I only have today. I cannot go back to yesterday. It is gone. And if you're holding on to yesterdays in your life, God says, let go. You cannot change it. Forgive. Let go. If you're living in tomorrow, we do not have a guarantee we're going to have tomorrow. Sorry. That's it. There is a person by the name of Jonathan Edwards, an American revivalist lived in 1734 in those years. He wrote on time and he said, time is precious because it's very short. It flies by. Also because a happy or a miserable eternity depends on what we do with our time today. Wasteful living is so sad. He also says, because we are uncertain of its continuance. He says, time is precious because when it is past, it can never be recovered. So, brothers and sisters, what we have is the gift of today. He has another quote. He says, I will live for God. And if no one else lives for Him, I still will live for Him. We need to be determined that this day that God has given us will be used to the best. A day has 24 hours, 1,440 minutes, and 86,400 seconds. Every second that goes by is gone. You are here this morning. But oh, my heart aches if I think of the multitudes in the valley of decision that do not even give God a thought today. We need to spend our time wisely. About 18 times a minute you breathe. But do you know that if you stop breathing for a few minutes, it's gone? Do you realize that it's one breath between us and eternity? We need to actually give God glory with every breath. I often think that's why when you die, you go like, glory. Average life expectancy of us humans today is between 67 in the general population, and in the developed country, 77. Bad news for men, your average life expectancy is 74. Ladies, you do a bit better, your average life expectancy is 80. I don't know what you're doing right. In the 1900s, the average life expectancy was 47. Three times God shortened the life expectancy. You have Methuselah, 969 years. Oh, wow. I don't think I want to grow that old. Then after the flood, he shortened it to 120. By the time that Moses wrote Psalm 90, it was 70. And if you're fortunate, 80. So James, what does he say in James 4:13? Oh, he says, we that feel so in control, come now you who say today or tomorrow we will go to such and such a city. Spend a year there, buy, sell, make profit, wow, all these things. Whereas, verse 14, you do not know what will happen tomorrow. For what is life? It is even a vapor that appears for a little time and then vanishes. Instead, like the old people, we ought to say, if the Lord wills, we shall live and do this or that. I think we need to just for a moment stop and think. We are not the master of our destinies in this sense that we can say, I'm going to have it tomorrow. Live in full dependency on God, because He is already in your tomorrow. Hallelujah. Realizing that life is short, we should live more wisely. Now, I want just for you to go back to Psalm 90. You don't have to go back on the screen, but if you have your Bibles, because I'm going to give you something now that'll change your life. As a matter of fact, it changed my life yesterday already. And it's going to continue to change it. You see, again, back to the Hebrew language. We need to understand there is such depth in this word of God for us. Psalm 90 says, count your days. Teach us to number our days. Now, Jonathan Cahn, I have such respect for him. And he wrote something that just blew my mind. The word there for number, teach us to number our days, in the Hebrew is mana, not mana like the stuff they ate in the desert. M-A-N-N-A-H. M-A-N-A-H rather. M-A-N-A-H. M-A-N-A-H. This word is the same word that is used, wait for this, in Jonah, the book of Jonah, where God mana a fish, God mana a worm, God mana the wind. So what are you talking about, Jens Blom? God prepared. He appointed a fish. He appointed a worm. He appointed the wind. Now, Psalm 90, teach us to appoint our days. Teach us, Lord, to speak into my day by prayer before the day even exists. Teach me to mana my day, Lord God, and my days ahead. You can speak into your future by prayer, sitting with God, and not only saying, oh, I had 1 day, 2 days, 3 days, 4 days, 5 days, like the prisoner that went into his cell. He was sentenced for 365 days. So when he was in his first day, he marked 1, 2, 3, 4, 365 stripes. At the end of every day, what did he do? He rubbed off another day and said, yeah, another one gone. This is how many of us live. We do not take control of our futures and in prayer say, my God, this is what I ask in faith. I decree it. I want to live it. I want to have it for me. You appoint as I pray, and my future will not just be waiting passively for things to happen and at the end of a day say, phew, another one gone. I had to repent of that, because I want to tell you, some days are hard. And at the end of that day, I say, thank God this day is over. Ooh. Did you hear what I said? Is there anybody here that can say with this person up here, I repent, Lord. Thank you. In the morning, God gives us a day. And before we even start that day, we should say like Martin Luther. He said, I have so much to do today, I'm going to start it with 3 hours of prayer. We need to understand we can speak into our day by faith. Because Moses says, teach us, which I'm doing now, to number my days. Teach us, in other words, to prepare my day in prayer. Do you believe that there is a living God in heaven, an almighty God that hears you when you pray? When you say to him, Father, based on this revelation of Psalm 90, where Moses said, teach me to prepare my day in prayer. Teach me to take control of my day in prayer like Martin Luther did. Then you will have a different day ahead of you. When do you tune the fiddle, musicians? Before the performance or afterwards? Before. Tune your fiddle in the morning with God, and you'll make beautiful music to God throughout the day. Hallelujah. I was so blessed by this. Teach us to prepare our day. You have appointed a day for me, Lord, and I want to work with you in this day. Not just watch, patiently. Prayer is what makes the difference. And this was so interesting. You know, if you take 24 hours, what is a tenth of 24 hours? 2 hours, 24 minutes. Am I right? Have you ever thought of tithing your time to the Lord? Give a tithe of your time. So this morning, 2.5 hours before I planned, which was already early to wake up, I was awake. And I just started spending time with God there, thinking. In meditation, thinking. You see, if you fail to plan your day in prayer, you are planning to fail. I don't know how easy it is for you, but tune your fiddle before the day starts. Philippians 4 verse 16 says, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus. You can only enter a day not being anxious if you spend that day with God preparing your day in prayer. I don't know if you get this. I hope you do, because it surely changed my life. Because of that word, manna. Manna. 5 minutes. Sure. If we look over this past year, do some introspection. What do I want to see happen with the rest of my life? Prepare the rest of your life in prayer. What do you want to see happen tomorrow, today? Prepare it in prayer. What has this past year brought you? Think about it and ask, how can I change the wrong things? Because the second part of that verse says, to gain a heart of wisdom. If I did not learn by the mistakes I've made so far, those mistakes will probably have to be repeated so that I can learn. Ouch. It's like praying for patience. God will present you with wonderful opportunities until you get the patience. It's a very dangerous prayer. Please, when you pray for patience, prepare to be tested. What can I learn from my mistakes? What small steps can I take today, starting in prayer, to prepare a better future for myself? This is actually a very sad psalm. Like at the end of this year, We are gathered here together in December, although it's the first, second of December. It is still thinking back over here. One of the oldest psalms in the Bible is Psalm 90. Think about that. One of the oldest, written by Moses. But Moses sat and he was thinking back over the wilderness years. You ever thought what it must have been like to look back over your shoulder and see the graves of approximately 2.4 million people that left Egypt with you and that have died, knowing that you're also going to be buried there? Thinking back over your life can be a terrible exercise. But this is what I believe comes out of this. He said, I have learned from my mistakes. Now don't you go and make the same mistakes, people. Don't murmur. Don't fight God. But submit and prepare your days to come in prayer so that God will be glorified in all of that. 2.4 million people that have died in that desert. It could have been even more. So Jeremiah 29 verse 11, there is hope for you. There is a future for you. Well, because God says, I want to give you a hope. I want to give you a future. I am with you. I'm thinking good thoughts about you. My brother and sister, you can do nothing about your past, but you can prepare your future because Jesus this morning is with you, in you, and helping you in that. Excuse me. Prepare your days in prayer so that you can gain the heart of wisdom. I want to close with this. Philippians 3 verse 12. Not that I have already attained or am already perfected, but I press on that I may lay hold of that for which Jesus Christ also have laid hold of me. Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended. In other words, I've not arrived yet. But one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, reaching forward to those things which are ahead, I press forwards towards the goal of the prize of the upward call of God. Now, one more scripture. Sorry, Romans 8:28. And we know that all things work together for good for those who are called according to His purpose. You're a child of God. That working with, together, in the Greek means, what a wonderful word. It means God, listen, collaborates with me and I with Him. As I work, He works with me. So as you prepare your days in prayer, understand this. You come out of that prayer closet. You enter your day having done your preparation. And God says, so what are we going to do today? You're my hands and feet. You go out there. I am backing you up all the way. We're going to make this happen today. Hallelujah. Will you stand and give God some glory in this place? Praise God. I just want to read you something before you. You can stand just like that. It says, time is something we feel we never have enough of, yet we give it away so easily. Ouch. Someone once said, time is free, but it's priceless. You can't own it, but you can use it. You can't keep it, but you can spend it. Once you've lost it, you can never take it back. Prepare your days in prayer. May mana be a word that you will remember forever. And tomorrow morning, I'll meet you in your prayer closets in the Spirit, preparing our days in prayer for the glory of God. Father, I thank you as I release your people to go in the name of God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit to go and prepare their days so that no time will be wasted in the days and years to come, and that everything will be done for the glory of God. In Jesus' name, and everybody say, amen. Well, praise God.
For more teachings like this and other material, please visit our website at www.littlefallsonline.com.